time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, good. Not too bad this morning. 18 degrees, a little bit of snow outside this morning. Otherwise, get yourself up and get going. It's nice out, right?
You bet it is.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No issues.
I didn't realize you turned my mic on yet.
Well, we're going to see if we can trap you to saying something goofy this morning. How are you today, Brett?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Weathered the storm just fine. Tell us about Camblin.
Hey, plumbing problems always seem to happen at the worst times, and Camblin Plumbing and Heating is always ready to help you. With all our technicians equipped and ready to run at the first opportunity to help you out. With as many technicians as we have on staff, we will get to your problem faster than any other mechanical company in the area. And with our longevity of training experience, we will fix your problem in an efficient and professional manner. You can really trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating for the service, the quality, and the efficiency that you deserve. Give us a call the next time at 243-1512 in Atlantic and at 755-3286 in the Harlan area.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. And we were kind of joking before we started on the air here this morning that I almost feel like we should get on the air and apologize because we actually bought into what the meteorologists were selling. That wasn't a winter storm. That was just a snowfall. That was just a winter snow.
Apologize. There's no need to apologize. I think everybody out there is tickled this morning.
Well, probably so. I mean, you know, some schools, I don't know, maybe jump the gun a little bit. Maybe the roads out in the rural areas aren't quite as nice as they are everywhere else. But quite honestly, travel isn't bad at all this morning. You know, as long as you're staying on main roads and things, the plows were out, things are decent, and it's not drifting. Yeah. You know, we really didn't get... I mean, outside of the fact that it did snow, we really didn't get anything like they said that we would. You remember about 3, 4, 5 days ago when they were talking like maybe up to 20 inches of snow? Yeah, good thing they didn't stick with that forecast. It'd have been miserably wrong. But, yeah, we ended up 4.5 inches here at the studio, so that's what it'll go down as the official number for Atlantic is 4.5 inches. And that seemed fairly consistent around the area, too, anywhere from 3 to maybe 6, 7 inches of snow, depending upon where you sit. It was fairly consistent around the region. But, you know, we didn't really get the after effects that they talked about. Initially, we were concerned about this morning, probably more so than yesterday, because there was supposed to be a lot of blowing and drifting of snow. It's not moving. It's pretty much sitting where it fell. It's really not blowing around so much this morning. So it's really helping out the road crews and stuff, too, because once they clear a street or a highway, it's, for the most part, staying that way. So it's not too bad, really, outside if you have to do any traveling this morning. So, you know, as we were joking, as far as that the storm goes, it is what it is. But it ain't what they said it would be.
You know, and kudos to the road crews this morning, too. They did an excellent job.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's really, like I say, as long as you stick to the main roads and stuff, it's not bad getting around. Now, there are probably a few people who live on rural country gravel roads someplace going, what in the world is he talking about? Look at all that out there. Not talking about that, but a lot of the main roads aren't too terrible out there. But with all that being said, everybody errs on the side of caution, too. So we do have several school cancellations yet today. They're loving it now, but they're not going to like it in June, are they? Let's see. Cancellations as far as schools go today include Atlantic, AHST, Bedford, Bowyer Valley, Corning, Creston, Cumberland, Anita Messina, East Mills, Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside, Tri-Center, Villisca, Woodbine, Underwood. They've all canceled classes for today. Had a few other school-related cancellations as well. The Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool is closed today. Atlantic Little Lambs preschool is closed. Atlantic Head Start is also closed. Southwestern Community College at Creston is also closed today as well. We did some late starts around the area as well this morning. Adair Casey has a two-hour late start today. The Audubon Community School is a two-hour late start with no morning pre-kindergarten. Pre-kindergarten. What are they, starting them when they're a fetus now?
I guess that's a fancy word for preschool. I don't know.
I suppose. I don't know. Let's see. Where else are we here? Two-hour late start for Charter Oak Ute. Coon Rapids Baird, a two-hour late start. Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Exira with a two-hour late start. Farragut, a two-hour late start. Fremont Mills, also 2 hours late today. Guthrie Center is 2 hours late. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late. A Harlan Head Start will also be 2 hours late along with that. Panorama Schools, 2 hour late start. West Central Valley, 2 hour late start. Trainer, also a 2 hour late start. And Walnut right now also has a 2 hour late start for school today. Also, the Iowa Western Community College campus in Council Bluffs will open up at 10 o'clock this morning. Also, it says here there's no child watch at the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic today. In the Villisca School District, the dance showcase scheduled for tonight. That has also been postponed. And I think that gets you through, for the most part, it looks like. Yeah, that gets you through all the school-related announcements that we have for you here this morning. There are some other announcements, too, around the area. Cass Incorporated will start 2 hours late today for those traveling in for that. Also, the Cass County Memorial Hospital Cardiac Rehab Department will be closed today. The Anita, Griswold, and Messina Medical Centers will all be closed today. Also be a few clinics at the Cass County Memorial Hospital canceled today as well. That includes the Dr. Oxford Outpatient Clinic and Dr. Kennedy Orthopedic Clinic is also canceled for today. There'll be no classes today at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. The Adair and Greenfield meal sites are closed today. The Anita Clinic Pharmacy is closed today. Zion Recovery is closed today. Iowa Western Health Fair in Council Bluffs has been canceled. The Griswold Public Library, well, they're still kind of thinking about it here today. You might want to call ahead to see if they're going to be open. Also, St. Patrick's Church, the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, their fish fry tonight has been canceled. The Knights of Columbus fish bake at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic today has been canceled. Also, the Stations of the Cross at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita canceled for this evening. The quilt class held at the Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, scheduled for Thursday, was postponed. They've rescheduled that for next Thursday, February 28th, from 6 to 9 p.m. That's coming up next week. Also, Griswold Telephone has rescheduled their Lewis Fiber to Home event. That is a public event for folks to learn more, and that'll all be held now March 7th at the Lewis Community Building from 3 to 7 p.m. Also, the Southwest Iowa Jazz Concert, a jazz contest that was scheduled in Audubon yesterday, has been postponed. They've rescheduled that for next Tuesday, February 26th. So that'll be next Tuesday, February 26th. Also, garbage pickup in Walnut is postponed until Saturday. You didn't put yours out already, did you?
Yeah, it is.
Piled full of snow. They'll never find it again.
That's right. Well, I don't think there was enough snow to worry about that.
Won't see it until spring. That's all right. City of Corning has their snow emergency ordinance in effect. So if you live in Corning, you should understand what that means. Glenwood also has a snow emergency in effect. And let's see here. Also, City of Lenox has a snow emergency. City of Prescott also has a snow emergency ordinance that is in effect right now as well. So really a lot more announcements than I anticipated having when I looked out the window this morning. It was actually a pretty polite snow as it ended up here at the end of the day. I think it said please and thank you on its way in and out. So it wasn't, as winter storms go, it really wasn't all that bad here in our neck of the woods.
Well, you know, the other day we were complaining that we haven't really gotten a decent snow. We either get a ton or nothing. Well, hey, we got it this time, so.
Yeah really. Yeah. Like I said, it looked when it started yesterday afternoon. And, of course, part of it's the anticipation because we'd heard about it for days. I mean, we knew about this snowstorm like a week ahead of time. And it's just that anticipation, and folks are piling up groceries and things and making sure there's gas in the car and gas in the can for the snowblower and whatever else, food in the kids' bellies so they can go shovel, you know, all that kind of stuff. But then at the end of the day, you know, sometimes it just doesn't play out the way it is. But there are other snow events that are supposed to be on the way as well. There's at least one and possibly another one after that that could be coming through here in the next few days to a week. So, you know, we may add more to that. Whether or not this disappears by then, we'll find out. So, yeah, if you are up and around this morning wondering about school, that's what most folks want to know about here early morning. Canceled classes today in Atlantic, AHST, Bedford, Bowyer Valley, Corning, Creston, Cumberland, Anita Messina, East Mills, Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Prescott, Prescott, Red Oak, and Riverside. Also, Tri-Center, Villisca, Woodbine, Underwood, all have canceled for today. And then also two-hour late starts include Adair Casey, Audubon, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Baird, Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira, Farragut, Fremont Mills, Guthrie Center, Harlan and Shelby County Catholic Schools, Panorama, West Central Valley, Trainer, and Walnut are all running 2 hours late this morning for school. Also, Harlan Head Start will have a two-hour late start today, and the dance showcase scheduled for today in Villisca is canceled. No Child Watch at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. The Southwestern Community College is closed today. Atlantic Head Start is closed. Atlantic Little Lambs, Jack and Jill Preschool, both closed. Jazz Fest at Southwestern Community College is still on today. And Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs will be opening their campus at 10 o'clock this morning. So that's a look at those education-related announcements for today. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of stuff still. Yeah. Brett, tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
You're going to pick on me on this one, but I really have been doing this. If you had trouble with your air conditioner last year, now is the time to give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call to come and prepare a thorough estimate for a new unit. Summer will be upon us within a couple of months, and you will want to know that you can turn that air conditioner on and depend on it. Camblin Plumbing and Heating can give you many options of air conditioning units with efficiency ratings you want and within your budget. Right now, you can get that unit installed and have it ready for those uncomfortable days. I know you don't think about it now, but hey, I have been doing some air conditioner quotes. We will also give you information on new air-to-air heat pumps and also that will also save you money for next wintertime. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from H.L. Mencken. The older I grow, the more I distrust the familiar doctrine that age brings wisdom.
Okay, thank you, Brett. Appreciate that.
That by the ad on the air conditioning
I'm
today.
Not making fun of the air conditioning. Yeah. Smart consumers play ahead.
That's right.
They plan ahead just in case.
Don't get caught sweating in the spring.
No, absolutely. So keep it tuned to KJAN. Keep your browser pointed to KJAN.com as well on our cancellations page. You can see all of those announcements for you there. Hey, last week we talked about Freedom Fridays, where we wanted to honor some of the area veterans and service members and things. Have some nominations in already. Appreciate those. We need plenty more. So make sure you send those in. If you know someone who's current military, whether it's active or Guard Reserve, that type of thing, or someone who's a veteran who may have some stories to share with us on our Freedom Fridays, go ahead and send those in to us. Hopefully we'll get those started maybe next week. Hey, you got to make it a great day. God bless America.